After Oxford, after MSU, and now less than 48 hours after an attack on a Tennessee Christian school, a local congresswoman is promoting her own fix for the gun violence problem in America. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin teaming up with Congressman Markey from Massachusetts today to unveil a three-bill package that they hope will help. Let's learn more about it with WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne. Marie, good afternoon.
And good afternoon, guys. So one bill would bar the transfer of a gun for 3 years to someone who has been convicted of a misdemeanor if they try to use a gun during a crime. Another bill would require a one-week waiting period before a buyer can receive a gun. Now, the third bill, which really received most of the time today, was reintroduced along with Senator Markey, as you said. It would appropriate $250 million for gun violence prevention research at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention during the next 5 years.
When something is the number one killer of young people under 21, I think it deserves to be researched and understood in a scientific way, and particularly to get at the root causes.
Slotkin and Markey were joined in the presser with MSU shooting survivor Devin Woodruff, along with Dylan Morris, who survived the Oxford shooting. The bills face an uphill battle in the U.S. House and the Senate. Slotkin admitted that. She was asked about the chances of the bills getting passed.
You know, my peers are constantly saying, well, this piece of legislation isn't going to work, or this piece of legislation isn't going to get at it. Well, if they're so convinced that not one single bill of the hundreds that have been produced are actually going to do anything, then at least allow us to study it and have some data, if that's a true argument that they're making.
And according to this bill, the CDC would get $50 million each fiscal year for the next 5 years to boost the firearm safety and gun violence prevention research.
When the number one killer of children under 21 is gun violence, and legislators who are elected refuse to talk about gun violence, that's not a hard equation to understand. That means that they are so scared of their base, they are so scared of being primaried from their right, they are so scared of losing the privileges of this job, that they would rather ignore it, wait for the cameras to go away, and live another day than do something to protect children.
And Slotkin goes on to say that gun violence is the least researched public health threat in the country. She also stressed a couple of times she's the only U.S. House member to represent two communities that had mass school shootings. And lastly, Guy, I know you know about this particular study, the Glenn Gariff Group, published by the Detroit News and Channel 4. They found widespread support for new restrictions on the sale and storage of weapons. And again, that 14-day waiting period also for buying firearms.
Yeah, and she's talking about a one-week waiting period.
Now the
part about the was it a 3-year moratorium on someone getting a gun after they've been convicted of a gun crime? That is specific to what we saw happen at Michigan State. Here we had a guy who was charged, could have been charged with a felony, but they pled it down to a misdemeanor. And with a misdemeanor, there is no coverage there. There is no mechanism that can keep him from buying a gun. So this would directly address the very loophole that had, I think, both Republicans and Democrats upset.
That is correct. Absolutely. Again, this is for this would bar the transfer of a gun for 3 years to somebody convicted of a misdemeanor if they used, carried, or possessed a gun during the crime.
And he did. So, he was in a possession of. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So that goes directly to that.
I honestly don't see how any Michigan congressperson, Democrat or Republican, could oppose that. It closes a loop. I mean, everybody says, let's enforce the laws we have. Well, that's fine. But if those laws have loopholes in them, let's close the loopholes.
Yeah, that goes directly to that. Absolutely. And also about that waiting period, I found a little fact about that, Harvard Business School did a study, and they looked at states with waiting periods, and this was regardless of the length of time these waiting periods was. Was it a week, 10 days? It didn't matter.
Right.
They had 17% fewer murders and 10% fewer suicides in average, and that's according, again, to Representative Slotkin's office. And one component of this, all of this gun research here and these gun laws, is that you have to remember suicides are a factor here.
Right.
Guns are used in suicides that is the most used form of suicide that there is in this country. It is a serious problem.
It is. Here's my problem with the waiting period, or at least I want to pose this as a narrative that is worth consideration. Met a woman in the Mary Grove neighborhood about 10 years ago, living in a house that she was rehabbing with her 14-year-old daughter. The house next door was vacant. A bunch of squatters moved in, started dealing drugs, and in her words, they started looking at my daughter like a piece of meat. Made lewd comments to her, said, "We're going to come over and party with your girl." And she said, "I went and bought a gun. I never ever wanted a gun in my house, but I had to go out and get a gun. I didn't want them kicking in my door in the middle of the night and raping us both." And she said, "I was so glad that I didn't have to wait because I needed protection that night." I think that's a pretty compelling argument on the other side as well. Here was, you know, an African-American mom trying to do her best, and she needed protection that day.
When I was doing the research on this story and listening to the Congresswoman Slotkin in this press conference, I thought about that myself about, okay, let's talk about this waiting period. Let's think about that. What about someone who legitimately needs a gun, a weapon immediately or as close to immediately as possible? What would this mean to them? I don't know. Maybe they could, maybe there's ways that they could add, you know, if you have no record or something of that nature, you don't need to participate in that waiting period. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
But I did think of the case you actually brought, not your particular case, but I did actually think of that. Like, what if somebody needed it, like, right away?
That day. You're a dad, yeah, and you've got a daughter and the boyfriend. You break up with him, and he's threatening to kill her. What do you do? You know, there's a million different scenarios. And while they're spending all this money on research, okay, we can research the cost of gun violence, but let's also look at those instances where a gun in the hands of a person that was a law-abiding gun owner saved someone's life, defended someone's home. There are two sides to this coin. If you're going to research it, look at the whole coin.
I wonder, though, if that is not going to be part of this research, Guy, because, again, I mean, it talks about gun violence research, but I wonder if that wouldn't be part of the research that would be done here. One of the things that Slotkin talked about at the very onset of this press conference was that back when the number one killer for children was car accidents, you know, many years ago, mm-hmm, when seatbelts and car seats weren't required by law, that was the number one killer. So what did the country do? They went to research. They went to the CDC. They researched it. And that's where the laws were born. And they had the data to back it up. So that was the argument she was making by providing, right, by asking for this kind of research to be done.
Well, let's look at gun use, not just gun violence, because, again, let's get the whole picture. Marie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Guy.
And we welcome your calls on this, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. What do you think about a one-week waiting period for someone contemplating suicide? It would be the time to reflect, or would they just use another means? Let's get to your calls next here on Newstalk 760 WJR.